This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 27th, 2026. Two ARRL section manager elections that were conducted this winter came to conclusion on Tuesday, February 24th, when ballots from North Carolina and Virginia were counted at ARRL headquarters. In North Carolina, ARRL members reelected were Marvin Hoffman, WA4NC, and David Nicholson, NA2AWE. Hoffman has been the section manager of North Carolina since April of 2000. His new term of office starts on April 1st, 2026, and extends through June 30th, 2028. Meanwhile, in Virginia, Mike Amone, WA8AHZ, and Terry Buzzard, KA8TNF, have been elected. Amone has been the Virginia Section's affiliated club coordinator since 2022 and is the current board chair for the Vienna Wireless Association. His term of office begins April 1st and it runs through June 30th, 2028. Jack Smith, KE4LWT, the current Virginia section manager, will be concluding his term of office on March 31, 2026. Smith has led the Virginia field organization since April of 2022. The following incumbent ARRL section managers did not face opposition and were declared elected for their upcoming new terms of office, which begin April 1, 2026, that extend through June 30, 2028. John Fritchie, K2QY, Eastern New York. Houston Polson, N5YS in Louisiana, Bruce Crypton, AG6X in San Diego, Christian Stahlkamp, KI0D in South Dakota. Nominations for section managers in Eastern Pennsylvania and Pacific sections will be resolicited in the April 2026 issue of QST, since no nominating petitions were received by the recipient deadline in early December of 2025. There's more to read about these elections, and you can do that at ARRL.org. ARRL has announced that ICOM America is the official sponsor of the ARRL Year of the Club, supporting the initiatives that spotlight and strengthen ARRL-affiliated clubs throughout 2026. The ARRL Board of Directors designated 2026 as the Year of the Club, recognizing the essential role that local amateur radio clubs play in building community, mentoring new operators, and delivering public service at the grassroots level. This nationwide focus celebrates clubs as engines of civic engagement and increases public awareness of the amateur radio service through local connections across the United States. Amateur radio clubs are the backbone of the hobby, said Ray Novak, N9JA, Senior Sales Manager at ICOM America. ICOM works closely with them to support education, growth, and engagement. Strong clubs create strong communities, and ICOM is proud to support them. ARRL has emphasized the broader impact of the initiative. The Year of the Club places a spotlight on the vibrant community of radio clubs, said ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA. By investing in clubs, ICOM and ARRL are reinforcing the local foundation of amateur radio. Where mentorship begins, technical skills are shared, and public service takes root, said Minster. There is more to read about this story, and you can do that at ARRL.org. Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, is looking for qualified applicants to serve as field agents in 7 Enforcement Bureau offices across the United States, with a March 13th deadline for applications. Positions are available in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, New Orleans, New York City, and Portland, Oregon. Field agents will resolve radio frequency, RF interference, educate users, and enforce regulations. The GS levels for this position have been expanded to GS-7, opening the opportunity for new college graduates. 1 year of work experience is not required for this position, and the salary is $57,736 to $158,322 per year, depending on qualifications and experience. You can see the official complete announcement at ARRL.org. The 310K de-expedition team departed Cape Town, South Africa on February 21st aboard the Danish-registered vehicle Argus, beginning the 1,500 nautical mile journey to Bouvet Island. The group of 24 operators, which includes 22-year-old ARRL staffer Max Friedman, N4ML, which was expected to arrive on February 27th after slowing down due to bad weather, according to the expedition website. The Argus completed maintenance work prior to her arrival in Cape Town, ensuring full readiness for the voyage. Last week, the expedition helicopter helicopter was loaded, inspected, and secured on deck. Both the vessel and the aircraft has successfully passed all required inspections. We appreciate the strong commitment demonstrated by the pilots, mechanic, expedition guides, and vessel crew as we move forward together as one team to make this a successful expedition, said 3Y0K pilot James Gallo, KB2FMH. And a band plan has now been posted on the expedition website. You can see that at www.3Y0K.com. Brian Bowman, KQ4WDG, president of the Daleville Amateur Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club in Daleville, Alabama, was interviewed February 16th on WTBY News 4 in Dothan, Alabama. Bowman talked for just over 11 minutes about amateur radio, the Daleville Amateur Radio Club, and nearby clubs in Dothan and Enterprise. He outlined upcoming special events, including testing for amateur radio licenses. You can watch that complete interview at ARRL.org. And thanks to WTVY News Director Ken Curtis for permission to air the interview. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. I know there are a lot of you working the satellites with an HT or mobile radio. You're aware that you need to adjust for Doppler with both bands. This is difficult to do with an HT and even the mobile radio. To solve this, you adjust only the higher of the two frequencies, and that would be the 70 centimeter band. Let us look at SO50. The 70 centimeter band center frequency is 436.795 MHz. Your radio default step is probably 5 kHz. You'll set a memory for decimal 780, 785, 790, and the center 795, then going up at 800 and so on. You're doing great so far. As you tune, when you hit the sweet spot with one of those frequencies, you hear the satellite great. However, you are still missing some good parts, and there's a way to fix that. I have a mobile radio in the car, as well as a bunch of HTs. You can do this with any mobile radio or HT. It does not matter the manufacturer. Before you start loading all these frequencies into memory, write them on a piece of paper. Then go into the setting for your radio. Mine has a step at 5.0 and then 6.25. If you take the center frequency of 436.795 MHz and subtract 6.25 kHz, you get 436.7875. Look at the list you wrote when subtracting the 5 kHz, and you will see that this falls between 436.785 and 436.790. Magic! You have an extra sweet spot to plug into memory. You can do this on the higher side from center as well. Now, program the radio with the 5.0 steps, and when you're ready to insert the 6.25 step, change it in the radio. Program that memory spot, then switch back to 5.0. The more sweet spots you can program, the better you will hear the satellite. Hope that helps you hear a little bit better. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, February 28th, the UBA DX contest, that is CW. February 28th as well, the North American QSO party, that's RIDI, digital. February 28th, the NA Collegiate Championship, RIDI, digital. February 28th, the South Carolina QSO party, that's CW phone and digital. March 1st, the NSARA contest, CW phone and digital. And on March 1st and 2nd, the North Carolina QSO party, CW phone and digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events in your area. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, February 27th through the 28th, the ARRL Southwestern Division Convention, that's in Yuma, Arizona. February 28th, HamCon, ARRL Vermont State Convention in Colchester, Vermont. March 6th and 7th, the Birmingham Fest, hosting the ARRL Alabama Section Convention, that's in Trussville, Alabama. And on March 15th, it's Winterfest 2026, the National Capital Area Ham Radio Fair, ARRL Virginia State Convention, that's in Vienna, Virginia. And don't forget to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention Database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Narragansett Bay Amateur Radio Club in Providence, Rhode Island, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.